At Midway USA, we know the AR-15 is one of the most popular rifles in modern American history. Known for its modularity and widespread use, it's often considered essential to any gun collection. The essential things you need to run an AR-15 are usually always in stock during shortages, things like magazines and 5.56 ammo. Whether you're looking to buy a new AR-15 or buy parts for your modern sporting rifle, log on and for just about everything for the outdoors, shop MidwayUSA.com.
Boat Trader is America's largest boating marketplace with over 100,000 boats to choose from. We offer simple, comprehensive solutions for those looking to sell, find, and finance new or used boats. Visit BoatTrader.com to get started.
Midway USA brand product designers have one straightforward goal: develop high-quality, technically sound products and deliver them to customers at reasonable prices. If you are immersed in the shooting sports industry and pay close attention to every single detail, you know our products are built right and stand up to everyday use. Who has shooting mats and range bag systems to hunting clothing and just about everything for the outdoors? Log on and shop 24/7 with super fast shipping. MidwayUSA.com.
All right, welcome back to the Survival and Basic Badass Podcast, Kevin and Chuck. Today, we're going to talk all things China. Well, you know that a large percentage, and by that I mean like 1% of our audience, is actually based in China. Mm-hmm, and have been since true. The beginning. Some of our very earliest listeners come from China. So I thought we'd give a little insight into the country. Take a look, get to know our friendly neighbors. You know, we looked into Australia a little bit and their creepy spiders. Figured we may as well talk a little bit about China and celebrate them a lot. You know, our communist friends from the southeast, right? Is it southeast?
East, southeast, east, whatever. East, south right? of us.
Okay, go with that. And, you know, everything really is relative to us. You know, don't you feel that way? I do.
That's true.
You know? Anyway. So anyway, China has all kinds of different things going on. There's some kind of hate crimes going against Asian Americans right now in the United States. Everybody seems to blame them for all the problems in the world, COVID-19 and all kinds of other stuff. China's building up their navy, kind of destined to be a superpower. Something going on there. The ghost cities. Ghost cities are very fascinating. They're a thriving economy because they're building all kinds of cities for, you know, infrastructure where they don't have people. It's kind of weird. But hey.
Just cities.
All kinds of fascinating things happening in the communist world. So let's kind of dig down, talk about maybe a little Wuhan here. I don't know. We could go anywhere. So tell me about China's buildup. What do we got going?
Well, first, let's talk about Hong Kong. Now, Hong Kong was supposed to go back to China from England. And the UK, that all went off without a hitch. There's supposed to be a slow drawdown where they're drawing Hong Kong into China. But people in Hong Kong were protesting, and so they just put an end to that. So you remember we talked about the Hong Kong protests quite a bit.
We did.
Did not work out for them.
Nope.
All those people were in prison, and nobody did anything about it. So, you know,
so that's
sucks to be you.
A good lesson. If you want to stand up to your government, you might just find yourself in prison.
Right. There were some people in China that were giving China problems because they were Muslim. China does not approve of religions. So they're having them all sterilized so they can't reproduce. That portion of the Chinese people will no longer exist in the next 20 years. So that's another thing. The Uyghur Muslims, do you remember them?
Yep.
They used to exist, not so much anymore. So, you know, it's genocide, whatever. little bit of genocide never hurts anybody, right?
Mm-hmm.
England and the U.S. complained about that genocide, and China pretty much went with the Pee Wee Herman defense.
Yeah, what's that?
Where he exactly said, "I'm rubber and you're glue. You know, whatever you say bounces off of me and sticks to you." So they said, "No, you. No, you are the ones. You guys are the ones committing genocide."
Yes. So yes.
That straightens that out.
That does.
Clears that out. Now, I wanted to get into a little bit about the COVID-19. Now, there's been like a lot of weird shit going on with that. So originally, the we all have heard about the Wuhan lab, right? The
yes.
So the let's see here. Now in October 2019, a lot of the lab workers from the Wuhan lab started not coming in to work because they were sick. There was a cluster, mm-hmm. what they call a cluster of illnesses. That's from the State Department. let's see. The after that, the let's see, December 19th, China warned of the Wuhan virus to the WHO, the World Health Organization. The director, executive director for emergencies for the World Health Organization, Dr. Michael Ryan, he said, "We need to see this is, you know, this is January 6th, 2020. So this is the beginning of, you know, beginning of the pandemic. We need to see data. We need to be able to determine for ourselves the geographic distribution, the timeline, and the epic curve of all that. It's absolutely important at this point, and not so that we have all the data as an organization so we can protect China." So what they were saying is that they need to get the data to protect China, which you would think the World Health Organization works for the world, but for the most part, that is not the case.
Actually, I have a quote from the World Health Organization in regards to China. It kind of caught me off guard, and I have it right somewhere. Bottom line, the World Health Organization, whoever the guy in charge, he would like to commend the Communist Party and China on their forthrightfulness and, you know, how much they've really worked with us and been willing to share. Now, mind you, we sent the World Health Organization sent an investigative team in to get to the bottom mm-hmm. of its origins, and they were led on a guided tour, not allowed to ask any questions of random people. They had a couple of staged answers. They put together a whole report on COVID's origins, and after they read it, the guy who like wrote it was like, "You know what? This is really all bullshit. And we weren't able to ask any questions, and this report isn't really worth anything, and I don't even know why we did it. It was a big waste of our time." But somehow, you know, the World Health Organization, even though China is a member nation, is not really looking
now,
out for
David
the world.
David Ashner, he works for the CDC. He says that what he's seeing in China is a systematic cover-up. Now, what happened was, as soon as this virus broke out, all of the scientists that worked at the Wuhan lab are not there now. The military took over. They destroyed all of the viruses that they were working on. They destroyed all the paperwork. So all that shit's gone anyway. I mean, it's not, we'll never know because it's all the information has been, you know, destroyed. Now, they say it came from wet market. They say it came from frozen foods. They say it came from Italy. But there's not really any evidence of any of that.
All right. Well, hang on, because there is one place mm-hmm. where all the facts come out. And if you're as old as I am, you know it's Soldier of Fortune magazine. And they say in their crack reporting that according to China's own data, the original hotspot for COVID-19 infections occurred in a residential area in the 4 miles between the Wuhan Institute of Virology and the Biological Preparations Institute of China Biology Technology Group Corporation. Both these institutions have been associated with China's biological warfare program and prior to and since the onset of the pandemic, and they have collaborated on the vaccine development. Oh, so they're willing to help out. They have some ideas, some special insight. Now, I do have to point out that this wet market is like about a block away from so these two.
It's right in that, you know, in that organization. In that same general area.
That's the thing. I feel like we have no perspective, you know, we have no, well, you know, it's near there. Is it the same city? Mm-hmm. Is it, you know, I mean, if something happens in Manhattan and Brooklyn, or, I mean, that's like they're the same place, but then no, really it's not. And I feel like we don't know right. about China, you know, but yeah, that's the thing. It's all mm-hmm. within 4 miles.
All right. Well, the former CDC director, Dr. Redfield, He has come out publicly yes. saying that he believes that COVID-19 originated from that Wuhan Virology Institute. So that's, I mean, that's something. Here's another quote. This is Dr. Gudan Galea. That's his, I guess that's his name. We right. have informally and formally been requesting more epidemiological information, specifically what was the date of the onset of the last case. And even that one line of information would have been already been helpful. But all we are getting in return for the question is there's a new update coming that it's going to be out soon. And then it goes on to say they're working on this, but when asked for specifics, we never get anything. So China has really been stonewalling everybody about any information about this. Yeah. Now back in that was January 6th, but let's go back to December, the month before that. This is the first doctor that discovered the COVID-19 virus in patients was Dr. Ai Fen. She gave an interview, but that interview doesn't exist anymore. It disappeared from the internet. And now she's gone. I don't know. Nobody knows where she's at. She's dead. She's alive. She's missing. Anyway, she gave the information to that guy, Dr. Lee. Do you remember Dr. Lee okay. was that big guy, that guy that, you know, was the first one that officially came out, said there was a virus?
Yes.
He's dead now. So, I mean, we can't really ask him what happened there. Now, January 2020, that's supposedly when the first cases, that according to China, that the first cases appeared. March 11th, the World Health Organization declared an epidemic. The Chinese denies the World Health Organization access to the Wuhan lab or Wuhan area because they were just denying visas. They were saying, yeah, you can come over and investigate, but then didn't approve any of the visas to actually let them into the country. So, yeah. So also no animals have been discovered with COVID-19. Now they say it came from animals. It came from a bat, came from a snake, it came from a pangolin, but they haven't discovered any of these animals that actually had the virus, nor have they been able to actually infect any of these animals with that virus. So how do they carry it if they can't even be infected with it? And
yeah. Or you would like our crack CDC has on their website. We are certain that it right. most likely came from a bat.
What?
And I'm like, that's not really.
We're certain?
When you say you don't know
right.
in the same sentence that you're certain.
Right.
And
here's
a
weird thing that maybe most people don't understand that don't live in Wuhan. But Wuhan, during that time of year, during the winter, has no bats. The bats migrate away from there because it's too cold for them. So where the fuck were these bats at that had it? And how did it start there if there are no fucking bats in that area? They came out of the freezer.
From the freezer, Kevin. Yeah. You can store bats in the freezer.
China immediately imposed a gag order on all Chinese journalists covering COVID-19. So if you were curious about it.
As every good government should, because you can't allow
right. I mean, there might be facts and things that come out.
Why do you think Facebook censors everything? Why do you think Facebook censors everything people says? Because they're looking out for you, just like any good government would do.
Now, China almost immediately knew that the wet market theory was untrue, but they continued to spread the story. They knew this was that it was untrue because the majority of the people that originally had been infected with COVID had never been to that wet market, nor had been in connection to any people that had been in the market. So they knew that that wasn't coming from the wet market immediately,
and
but they
honest,
just kept saying
where,
that's where it came from.
Right. And that's where the whole bat theory thing is like, oh, well, they were probably selling this kind of thing and that's where it came from. And so it kind of all falls apart and it makes you wonder how we have all these facts and evidence and we're supposed to be all trusting when nobody has any idea.
Here's a question that can be answered in almost every plague that's broken out in modern history. Who is the first person that got COVID-19? Where is patient zero? Nobody knows. There is no patient zero. Suddenly, like 30 people all had it at the same time. That doesn't make any sense. But if you're trying to cover up something and you destroy all the information immediately from that lab, then you're never going to find any information, you know? So there's no proof that it came from the Wuhan lab. There's just no proof that it came from any place else. And all the information that we would have has been destroyed. A little fucking, you know, little suspicious. And I know, you know, I know China has like a lot of pull. Do you remember the Marvel movies, Doctor Who? Do you remember how he went and got that all that weird Eastern knowledge and he learned it all from a white lady? It was supposed to be a Tibetan guy, but they wanted to actually be able to sell that movie in China, so they had to change it to a white lady because China doesn't admit that Tibet actually exists. So you can't have a Tibetan dude in the movie, you know, just like the NBA. They were going to, one of the guys spoke out in support of the Hong Kong protesters. Do you remember that? We talked about that a couple of months ago. They shut his shit down because the NBA makes a lot of money by selling basketball games on TV in China. So they have to keep their mouth shut. You know, if you want to make that money, you can't, you know, you can't speak truth to power if you want to make money. Now, the Wuhan lab, let's get into it. It's the only level 4 virology lab in China. It has the largest collection of coronavirus viruses contaminated bats in the entire world. It specifically develops coronaviruses to make them more contagious to humans so that they can study and research it. And they can, you know, work on making vaccines. It's also a little suspicious that China had a COVID-19 vaccine in February of 2020. That was 1 month after it came out. Now, they've been pushing this vaccine. The doctors in China are refusing to take it, though. They're pushing the vaccine down now. They're pushing the vaccine in Brazil. Well, you see how Brazil's working out. It's not going well. So I don't know that this vaccine actually works. But they did have a vaccine specifically designed for this virus that did not exist, 2 months prior. So it seems a little suspicious. Now, China is set to outpace the U.S. in 2028. That's 7 years. And they're running the Global China 2049 initiative. Now, the plan is that China is going to be the only superpower in the world by 2049. So if we keep buying all our shit from China, you can't even go on Amazon and buy shit that's not from China anymore. It's, you know, not even fucking possible. I don't even understand how this is like such a, you know, such a fucking nightmare coming down the road, and everyone's like, that's fine. It's fine. Because you can see that the way China operates.
Well, it's like us.
Well, you can see the way they operate. It's like, you know, it's like really not healthy to be somebody that lives under the, you know, under the rule of Xi Jinping, the dictator for life of China.
But it's like us with, you know, spending money in the United States. There's no inflation. There's not going to be. You don't need to worry about it. We can all just blindly accept. And that's China's goal, too, is to just blindly accept. Now, China's actually already surpassed us with the number of warships. They're at 350 warships, whereas the United States only has 293. However, their goal, as previously stated by you, is to, by 2049, to have a world-class navy. So I guess that means their warships maybe aren't quite world-class like maybe ours might be. I do feel like our navy is pretty impressive. Global force for good, you might say.
No, I think that's reasonable. A lot of people like to talk shit about this country, and this country absolutely has problems. But there's a big difference between the problems that the United States has and the problems that the Chinese government has, the Communist Party. Now, I know there's been like a lot of hate against Asian Americans in this country. Canada is having, you know, some issues with hate crime, and England. And that's not at all what I'm talking about. I have no problem with the people that live in China and have to suffer under this rule. You know, it's not the problem with the Chinese people. It's a problem with the Chinese government.
I know. I like people are trying to flee and get away from it.
Right.
And we're like, you're the problem.
It's kind of fucked up. And, you know, I have a friend. Well, I'm not going to say his name because he actually lives in China. And and he's a friend, and I don't want him to end up, you know, disappearing like, you know, everybody else involved with that situation has been disappearing. But talking to him, you know, it seems amazing about the amount of information that they don't know. You know what I mean? The amount of censorship that goes on in that country, they have no concept of a lot of things that are just, you know, common knowledge here. You know, there's no... Nobody knows about the massacre in Tiananmen Square in China, you know? Nobody knows about about almost any of our movies. Have you noticed that they don't make movies about time travel anymore? That's because China is bans any movie involving time travel. Now the Avengers snuck through there somehow. Do you remember that movie that the Endgame, Avengers Endgame, that does have some time travel in there. So I don't know why time travel is banned there. It just seems so fucking strange to me. But that's how it is, man. There's a lot of shit there that you just don't have access to. They don't have access to, and they'll never know. They only know what the Chinese, you know, there's only one media source, and that's the Chinese government in China. So they only tell you what,
Oh, we have CNN.
But you know, it seems strange to me that nobody's really doing anything to stand up to this sort of, you know, it's really fucking evil behavior. It's evil shit that's happening, and they're getting more powerful, and nobody's really doing anything to stop it because they have so much money. Now, I personally would not say anything else about China ever again. If they wanted to donate, you know, say $100,000 a month to our Patreon account, you know, all the people in Beijing that are downloading this podcast, just tell them higher up, $100,000 a month. No big deal. You won't hear anything else from me.
They want us to back off.
Oh, shut right the fuck up. No, it want us now, to go for both of them, but we'll split that. We'll split that 50 grand a month each.
Okay. All right. You guys heard them. We can be bought.
Mm-hmm.
50 grand a month.
But, you know, I mean, I feel like that's really what's fucking happening to the major part of U.S. media is that if they're going to get income by selling their products in China, they can't say anything negative about China.
No, it's definitely a disturbing world and a disturbing pattern of how we're heading down and, you know, which way we're going.
I don't know. The whole thing though, just seems, it seems very strange. You know, like I said, I can't prove that the COVID-19 came from that Wuhan Virology Institute, but nobody's ever going to be able to prove where it came from. Because all the other places that it was supposedly supposedly come from have been proven that it didn't come from there. And the lab, all their information has been completely destroyed. So there's no way we'll know where it came from there. So where's patient zero? Nobody knows. Nobody knows who it was, when it was.
But I got to say, it is kind of disturbing. Our government is so willing to blindly just go along with it. You know, I mean, we don't call out China. Instead, we have, well, we believe it came from a bat, and we just need to blanket gloss over, you know, it's, this is what it is, and accept it instead of actually call a spade, you know. We don't stand for anything, and it's kind of disturbing, and that's what makes people not trust our government. You know, you can't just ignore and let things go on. We can't pretend. Remember, Obama used to go over and they said his bowing tour, you know, when he went over and we were just kissing butt to the Chinese and pretending they're all cool. To be honest, Biden's doing a little more backbone stand up out of China than I would have expected.
Yeah. But well, I mean, like you said, more than I expected, which is something.
Yeah, but I don't know. We still seem to be trying to just spite Trump, and that seems to be his goal, which is not really the best policy. I mean, to just, you know, be a policy of, hey, I'll screw that other guy. That's not a good policy. Not that doing the opposite of Trump is necessarily a horrible thing.
Oh, did we?
We did get our bump stocks back.
Ooh,
I don't know. Yep, bump stocks are back. We're back in business.
Yeah,
and mysteriously, all these people. Yeah,
well, I'll make sure
them.
I definitely run out and don't buy a bump stock because it's a garbage piece of equipment. I don't know why you'd even want it, but that doesn't mean I shouldn't be able to own it.
There you go. The I don't know. It came from the courts. And, you know, it wasn't actually Biden or Biden's ATF.
You're saying that.
But it turns out that the
you're saying that Trump doesn't understand the phrase shall not be infringed? All right.
I am saying that. Yeah.
So the courts. Correct. The courts. The courts did go back and correct that mistake, huh?
Yes. They said it turns out that it's not a machine gun as one previously thought.
So there is a big push on gun control right now. You can see that coming down the pipe. We're going to be dealing with that for the next 4 years, I'm sure, dealing with some issues with that.
The government, the courts are having like little flickers of, hey, we might defend the Second Amendment. Little like Supreme Court, I think they said maybe Monday they're going to say whether they're going to take up some cases, and and do some stuff. So there are little glimmers that they might want to address some of this shit and the infringement going on. Some other disturbing news. I don't know if you guys maybe saw that movie.
Yeah, I remember Talladega
Nights.
Ricky Bobby.
Okay. All right. A lot of you appreciated it. Ricky Bobby. There were some young children
the kids,
had in that movie.
right.
Walker and Texas Ranger, right? Well, Walker Bobby, who is the older one. The one I believe that was going to be like a spider monkey all over that old guy's
ass. He said,
what
did you do today?
Right?
He goes, oh, I went down to the bridge and threw all of Grandpa's medals into the river. Yep.
And so his name was Houston Tumlin, and who played Walker Bobby. He went on to serve in the U.S. military. And I know it doesn't seem like it hasn't been that long. And then just passed away this week. So we are sorry to hear that.
Wow. At
28.
I thought he was like 12. I guess like, that movie is old, though.
I know.
It makes me feel
that movie's old. I know.
Wow.
So I just thought I'd pass that along. A little sadness.
Yep.
So there you have it.
Yeah.
Otherwise, that's pretty much.
No, I wanted to.
Got something exciting.
I wanted to see what you guys thought about us doing a podcast in the future about the Bill of Rights. If any of you guys would actually be interested in that, listening to that podcast or not, you can email us at preppingbadass@gmail.com with any of your ideas. Doesn't have to have anything to do with the Bill of Rights. And if you're China, you can donate to us on Patreon. What was the – how do we get to the Patreon to donate, Chuck?
Patreon.com/preppingbadass. And, yes, they can just choose – you just select other amount, and you want to do $100 monthly, or we would also – or $100,000 monthly, sorry. Or – I think if you do $25,000 a month per episode, that would also work out. Both would be acceptable. I might increase the amount of episodes we do if you want to go along with that. But you know,
and you can also, you know, if you guys, if you we do pretty pretty much have an ad free podcast. So if any of you guys did want to donate to our Patreon, you know, we'd appreciate that. Help us, you know. Keep our equipment up and running and all that stuff.
And maybe you can buy our loyalty to something else if you donate.
Looking at you, Russia.
You know, we could. You're a clown. All right. So with that, stay safe and we'll talk to you guys next week.
The Survival and Basic Badass Podcast is a proud member of the Self-Defense Radio Network.
Succeed. You want to fish. You want to be one of the greatest.
Tune in to West Marine's Life on the Water, presented by Costa Custom Boats, every Saturday night from 7 to 9 p.m. Eastern on Waypoint TV. Don't miss Mondays with Into the Blue, brought to you by Academy Sports and Outdoors, every Monday night from 7 to 10 p.m. Eastern on Waypoint TV, the destination for outdoor entertainment.
through the Blackwater bayous and in the dark Louisiana night, floats a duck camp, alive with the sounds of swamp pop and the smells of Cajun cooking. From the Mississippi Delta in Venice to the Cajun prairies of the Southwest, me and the Duck Camp Dinners crew will be hunting and eating it all.
This is Duck Camp Dinner.
Join me, Chef Jean-Paul Bourgeois, and the whole crew every Monday at 8 p.m. Eastern on Waypoint TV.